This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW. What if we started a slow theater movement? I'm not talking about boring theater or long theater, but what if we stole an idea from the food world, namely the slow food movement and the idea of being a locavore? Now, if you're not familiar with the slow food movement, it was started in the late 80s as a response to fast food, as a response to people getting too much distance from where their food was made, about people not caring about what they were putting into their mouths. I wonder if we've stopped caring about the theater we choose to see, and if that's making our theater less interesting and less relevant. The locavores posed the challenge, what if 75% of your food came from within 75 miles of you? So what would it look like for 75% of your theater to be made within 75 miles of where you live? What does it mean for a show to be local? Would a touring production of Wicked at the Pantages count? How about a show that's cast and rehearsed in New York? Does that count? One of the things I love about the slow food movement is that it talks about people not as consumers, but as co-producers. Now, I'm not sure that every theater company in town is ready to accept the audience as their co-producer, but what's wonderful about that notion is that it emphasizes the audience's role in the process. If you go to the farmer's market and you tell Jerry you loved his carrots, he's going to plant more carrots. You're part of the process. So you're thinking, hey, wait a minute. If I'm in the theater and the actors are there, we're sharing the same time and space, doesn't that make it local? Isn't all theater local? I think, like with that carrot from the farmer's market, where it's produced and conceived matters, and whose stories are being told matters too. I'm not saying that every time we walk into a theater, we need to hear a story about an Angelino riding a bus, but there's something different about a playwright living in Los Angeles from a playwright living in New York or Chicago. When you go see a play by Luis Alfaro, even if he's adapting a Greek tragedy, you can hear a bit of the city in the language. The voices sound familiar. Suddenly, the story is for us and about us. Now, I could go on. I could give you a speech about why, from an economic standpoint, it's really important to buy your theater locally. And gosh, if we bought more local theater, it might help counteract cuts at LA Cultural Affairs. And the fact that the LA schools are abandoning one of the most ambitious arts programs in the nation. And maybe later I will. I could ask if we were truly thinking local in a city that's as international as Los Angeles, then how come the actors don't look quite so international? But that's also fodder for another time. For now, I wonder, what would it be like if, as an audience, we asked, hey, where was this show made? If we did, maybe the people who make theater would have to think a little harder about what they're growing. I'd love to hear where you get your local theater and what counts as local for you at kcrw.com/theater. This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW.